America
Weekend. As we return back to Smith, 17, and Rolland.
Yes.
This comes,
I'm listening.
Is the important part of our show.
Why is that? Bro?
I have absolutely nothing.
Oh, is that the important part?
I am at the old Zippo, the old nada, zero, write it up on the board, nothing.
Well, I got one.
I'm glad you do.
I've got something I want to... You know I'm a published poet.
Yes,
and poetry is certainly part of my daily passion.
Yes.
Something happened the other day. I was sitting reading the morning papers, and I heard a thump. And I knew what it was. It was a bird that had hit one of my window panes. And I went to investigate, and there was a beautiful, very dead, red-headed woodpecker.
Oh, dear.
Just a beautiful thing. I was so moved by that because I went out, was hoping it was just unconscious, and I gave it time.
Mm-hmm.
But I went out maybe an hour or so later, and it was gone. And I picked it up and buried it. Excuse me. Cough there. Got something in my throat besides words.
Yes.
And anyway, I wrote a poem called The Red-Headed Woodpecker.
I'd love to hear it.
I'd like to read.
Please.
Okay. I heard a thump and knew the worst. A bird had struck my window pane. The morning sun's reflection's curse did guide a flight that was in vain. With tuft of red upon her head and black and white and yellow plumes, she lay so still, her life now dead, her nature gone, her flight entombed. I picked her up, so light in weight, and gave a loving soft caress. Her fatal flight, a saddened fate, I hoped she passed without duress. I wondered if the all did know, and was the spirit bird alive? Were all her colors now aglow, and were there angels at her side?
And they were, and yes, that's beautiful.
Well, you know, that's how it works for me to assimilate things that I find very sad. I mean, I thought that was sad. I'm sorry.
No.
This is a beautiful woodpecker.
The beauty of it in the prose, the ability to be able to express a life event.
Yeah.
Because we are living with nature. You live in a beautiful, beautiful part of the country, and these things are going to happen. But by just saying it that way in the prose lifts the spirit up. It lifts that bird up to a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the angels travel with it, as always. That's my opinion. And You expressed it beautifully.
I felt sad.
Yes.
And but, you know, it is what I mean. It's not the first bird that ever struck the window pane, and it won't be the last.
No. I
wonder, though, but why does that? I know it's the sun and its reflection, but and I know that from a biblical admonition said that a sparrow never falls from the sky without God knowing it.
Yes.
Well,
there you are.
I'm hoping.
And sometimes I said to my little one, who is afraid of lightning and thunder, I said, it's only God talking, something that she clearly understands. And she said, but sometimes he talks very loudly.
I remember as a little boy, my mother would say to me that it's just the clouds bumping their heads together.
Yeah, well,
and that's what I thought it was for years. You know?
As long as it gets the little one to sleep.
Yes.
And I remember my aunt telling me that. Doesn't matter what I say, as long as you believe me and you go to sleep.
Yes, but in a science exam, many years later, I thought to be funny, I would answer the question, what causes thunder?
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you
did. The clouds bumping their
head. Oh, really?
It didn't go.
Your teacher didn't get the quote-unquote funny line of that.
No.
Okay.
No, not a bit.
That's when the sister, Albina Beltran, would come down the line and go, bock on the head.
That's it. That's the slapstick.
Yes, all these little knots on my head. That's when I was one of those little wise guys. I always have something funny to say. Boom, wrong.
Yeah.
Well, but back to that that story. It is, again, in telling it, it stays alive forever. you see. In the prose,
that's true. All story is like that, isn't it?
It stays alive forever.
Yeah.
Because you have now given a definition, given it a place in time. It's one of the reasons why I've over the course of the last years, enjoyed reading so much, trying to take it all in, okay? Because it's there. It's more ephemeral than almost anything else.
Well, you know, perhaps in our next segment we can talk about it, because I just got two books in the mail, and I want to talk about
them. Oh, let's do that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kevin? Is that good enough?
Works for me, guys.
Works all for Kevin. Right. Kevin's good. Kevin
has a voice.
He's got a voice. The man speaks. He gives us. He gave us the okay on your segment.
Do we have to pay him more?
We're going to have to work on a negotiation. He's got his hands in the air. Call Sabatino, Roland Smith with Kelvin Wolf.
That's a less than five.
And a four. And a three. And a two. We're back.
America. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He's the number one box office star of all time. He's so popular, some people call him the mayor of Hollywood.
But in a Rolling Stone interview, Tom Hanks said he was horribly, painfully, terribly shy as a kid. How did he overcome it? By acting like an extrovert.
It was the only way he could make friends because his dad moved so much looking for work.
So he knew he'd be lonely if he didn't speak up. He used humor to win people over. For example, he'd often yell out captions for a film being shown in class. He became known as the loud one.
So if you're shy, try what Tom Hanks did. Confront it head on. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you know how to think? Do you know if your thoughts are accurate? Well, these thoughts are influencing your behavior either rightly or wrongly. Here's the science of it. I'm talking at about 175 words per minute, but humans think at a rate of 1,000 words per minute. And cognitive psychologists believe that as many as 90% of all the thoughts you think are untrue, lies, if you will.
Is that what you think of me?
Humans rarely stop and listen to their thoughts, and they never ask the question, is what I'm thinking true? As a result, many of our behaviors are the result of false, untrue thinking.
I know what you're thinking, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Positive thinking's okay, but truthful thinking may just be the skill you need which separates you from the masses. Would love to hear from you at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.